So they still are doing it. It wasn't just a Madonna fluke. It was like they were still going clubbing.
I think they're really just taking advantage of Los Angeles. You know, like they're down here for like 4 years and they're just like, they're living it up.
What do you mean they're down here? And then they're going back to New York?
No, sorry. No, they're Northern California.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they're just taking advantage of, I'm taking advantage of it too, but I'm not going clubbing. Wow, that's very hip. So you're on Undateable, and you were on Disney for, you just transitioned so quickly. Your last show ended, and now you're on another show, and good for you. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Were you a fan of Undateable before?
I did a big catch up before I started working. I like watched the full first season and I really enjoyed it. Like I was laughing the entire time.
It's funny.
Yeah, they're stand-up comedians and I think it like translates that they're just having fun up there as friends. So
yeah,
they're great.
But that's amazing though that you would go so quickly and seamlessly from being the queen of Disney to,
you said it yourself.
I presented you, I think, maybe as the queen of Disney. But you deserved it. You deserved the sash and everything.